You played in that championship game, which is really cold, and you probably played in some other really cold games too. How do you get through it?
You know, it's just part of the preparation. I think the number one thing is we have an opportunity to practice in those type conditions, so I think that helps without a doubt. So being fundamentally sound, you go back to what, you know, how you're trained, and you put it all in your fundamentals. You want to be fundamentally sound, certainly in how you handle the football. That's obviously key. As far as the mental part of it, as far as dealing with the elements, that's part of football.
How bad is it though when you're on the sideline and maybe the opposing offense goes on a long drive and you and the rest of your offense are standing there for 8 minutes? Is it really bad? Do the heaters do anything?
No, it definitely helps. But once you step out on the field, the focus has to be on getting the job done. It has to be on your assignments. Winning your one-on-one matchups. It has to go back to your preparation and apply your fundamentals and the techniques that was taught. Can't really worry about how cold it is and this and that, but you do have to pay attention to the footing, being fundamentally sound as far as how you handle the football. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but obviously that's the most important thing because, as you know, it equates to winning and losing in the National Football League. You got to be able to handle the football in these type conditions.
Been in weather conditions at Soldier Field similar to what you're going to be facing Sunday. What do you tell your guys that haven't been in that to help prepare them?
Just to continue with the focus. You talk about how you want to carry the football, being fundamentally sound in that area. You talk about catching the football, not taking anything for granted as far as looking the ball in, not allowing the ball to cross your eyes. It's just the focus, the overall focus of these particular fundamentals that we'll continue to emphasize, and we'll continue to make sure that we're seeing it the same way.
How do you describe what that climate's going to be like for them to kind of get a mental picture of it?
Well, we're fortunate because the unique thing is, we practice in it. And so, you take, for example, our preparation today. It was somewhere around that 5 or 4 degree type weather. So, guys get used to it, and that's important. You get an opportunity to handle football in those elements. You get a chance to, work your footing on those type surfaces, so all of that factors into it.
Is the wind a big difference there compared to here? I mean, it's cold.
It can be. Absolutely. That's something else that you have to account for, and that's something that, it was a pretty breezy day out here today. Obviously, it could be certainly different in Chicago, but, yeah, that's another factor.
How did practice go outside?
It was good. A good day of preparation, moving in the right direction.
Hey, I know obviously you're not coaching Randall as much as you were when you were actually his position coach, but what is it like coaching him, just in terms of, he came in here, I think he was a 20-year-old guy when he started with you guys, in terms of just his maturity and what?
That may be the case as far as his age, but his maturity, without a doubt, very mature. He's a student of the game. I love his attitude. That's the starting point. You always talk about the attitude. You talk about the work ethic, and he's one of the best in both of those areas. And to go along with the fact that he's one of the toughest football players I've ever been around.
When you guys have an opportunity to move Jordy into the slot, which is something that he's done a few times this year in a lot of different parts of the field, what types of skills does he have that allows him to be successful in that role versus when he has success on the outside?
I always go back to just his preparation, his understanding of how the defender is going to play him from a leverage standpoint, a cover shell standpoint, and then you apply the fundamentals as far as a receiver. How do you create separation? How do you get open? His ability in those two areas, I think, makes him certainly unique to go along with his size and strength and speed.